The blind lawyer is one of China's most famous activists, detained for 7 years, beaten savagely by Communist Party officials for exposing human rights abuses. From the hospital last night, Mr. Chen made a dramatic call to US congressmen. Under guard once again and afraid for his family, he appealed for help. He said China had broken its promise to guarantee his freedom and safety, and he wanted to go to America.
Sorry, I can't make any comments.
The US deputy ambassador today had the humiliation of being prevented from seeing Mr. Chen. The gifts and mobile phones he had for him were left on the doorstep, the way barred by plainclothes thugs.
They
then drove everyone out. The American embassy doctor and a translator were the only people allowed in. As they visited, China announced Mr. Chen could, like any citizen, apply to go abroad if he wanted. Across town, Hillary Clinton was meeting China's leaders to find ways the world's established superpower and its rising one can work together, whether tackling the nuclear programs of North Korea and Iran or conflicts in Sudan and Syria. What might make that easier, news a U.S. university has offered Mr. Chen a law fellowship.
Over the course of the day, progress has been made to help him have the future that he wants, and we will be staying in touch with him.